1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Alexis Christophorus. Smoke from wildfires in Canada drifting as far south as the Carolinas and creating health alerts in more than a dozen states. The New York City skyline is barely visible. The smoke has led to airline delays in the Northeast. In Washington, D.C., it's a code red health day. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the wildfires in Canada are another sign of the climate crisis.
This smoke and fog over New York and the rest of the Northeast is a warning from nature that we have a lot of work to do to reverse the destruction of climate change.
Former Vice President Mike Pence formally launched his presidential run in Iowa, telling supporters he was following the Constitution in 2020, saying it was wrong for former President Trump to pressure him to overturn the election results. In Ukraine, more evacuations for residents living downriver of the dam burst in the Kherson region. Thousands have been forced to flee. This is ABC News. 86-year-old Pope Francis is awake and speaking following his surgery to repair a hernia. The Vatican says there were no complications during the procedure. The Pope's public events have been canceled for at least the next 10 days. Good news for passengers on an Air India plane now stranded in Russia. Their flight was flying from Delhi to San Francisco when the plane had an engine issue.
Air India says a rescue flight, a ferry flight, is heading toward the stranded passengers and crew who are in a town in far northeastern Russia. But still, those passengers won't arrive on the new plane in San Francisco until Thursday. The passengers reportedly appear to be waiting for the rescue flight in a gym or a basketball court where they're sleeping. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Out of the 216 passengers, the State Department says there are fewer than 50 Americans on board. Apple's autocorrect is getting an upgrade. The new operating system will learn from your habits, fixing words that are frequently misspelled and leaving those that are intentionally included. Alexis Christophorus, ABC News.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kuska. Nearly 90 dogs were taken from a breeder in western Wisconsin due to unsanitary conditions by the Pepin County Sheriff's Office. The ASPCA said some of the dogs, including puppies and pregnant dogs, needed medical care. All of the dogs were relocated to a recovery center. In Chippewa Falls, the public outdoor pool isn't opening on time, and that's because of a burst pipe. That's according to WQOW-TV, which said that the city's Parks and Rec director told them that crews were already working on making repairs. Earlier this week, the city announced that the pool wouldn't open on June 9th as originally scheduled, but that they hope to open as soon as possible. And the state high school softball championships begin tomorrow at Goodman Diamond in Madison at 8 a.m. Superior will take on Menominee Falls in the first game. Later on in the afternoon, Grantsburg will take on Iola Scandinavia, and McDonald will play in the nightcap to wrap up day one of the state softball championships. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Hi, I'm Joey Erickson from Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, and here are some events that are coming up in our community.
On June 7th, check out Michael Park at 6 p.m. Enjoy free music at the Hope Alive Community Family Fest. On June 8th, Trinity Lutheran Church in Hammond will be hosting their annual salad luncheon from 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. The American Cancer Society's Relay for Life starts June 9th at 2 p.m. and runs through June 10th at 2 p.m. The relay will be on the New Richmond High School track. And on June 12th, the Indian Head Barbershop course meets at 7 p.m. at the Government Center on the northeast side of Highway I and Highway 46 in Balsam Lake. All men who love to sing are welcome.
If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, let me know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us, and we'll tell the community all about it. Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Brandy Old Fashioned is Wisconsin's official cocktail. How do you go about making yours a little official-er? Mix in Wisconsin's own Drink Wisconsin Blee Brandy. It's smooth, it's delicious, and it's bottled right here in Wisconsin, giving your Brandy Old Fashioned even more local flavor. And what about those times you're out and about and don't want to bring along a muddler in a glass? Drink Wisconsin Blee's got you covered then, too, with their Brandy Old Fashioned in a can. Enjoy Wisconsin's quintessential cocktail anywhere. Ask for Drink Wisconsin Blee beverages where brandy is served or sold. Remember to think responsibly.
RootersLoungeMN.com. Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show for your Wednesday. Good to be with you today. Matt and Brett here today. Stein coming up here in about a half hour. A little, maybe around there, yeah. You know, I want to point out the media bias if I can there, Brett. We've been buried, how many years in a row now have we been buried under Canadian wildfire smoke here in the Twin Cities?
Like weeks at a time as well.
Holy God, you think the apocalypse has come to New York City? Because all of a sudden, can you believe this? Because I think we're about to learn a lesson here. A lot of news media gets pretty dang lazy when it's anywhere else outside their window. But now all of a sudden they can look out the window and say, hey, what? It's hazy here. All of a sudden, it's breaking news. Canada exists. Oh, and there's fires there. And apparently the wind, but it's here. Oh, my God. What do you mean the Yankees game is going to be a little smoky? Dear Lord. And we had a few days, was it last year, where you went outside and it seriously did look like that Blade Runner 2049, man, in Vegas.
It was a couple of years ago where I thought we had like 2 weeks straight, it seemed like, 2 or 3 weeks where it was just haze that was just not going away from those Canadian wildfires.
And it varied. I mean, there was one day it smelled like a lovely pine campfire. The few days smelled like s'mores. I mean, I'm all over that action. A few days it smelled like, you know, Cleveland burning. Ugh. But it did not go. Yeah, I think that was a combination platter of the wildfires and then the honey wagons over in South Dakota. I think that was a combo platter, and it just didn't go over well. But my gosh, I mean, if you haven't seen it, apparently the only news story they can focus on because they can just look out the window and say, hey, or walk down the street. It's like, hey, did you see the smoke outside? And some New York guy goes, yeah. And he goes, hey, what's it like? It's kind of smoky. Thank you for the man on the street interview. We asked them here. They give us freaking grape salad. That's what we get. We get grape salad. They get live coverage. Breaking news. Team coverage. Welcome to the party, pal. About time you were there. Yeah. Did you get outside? It's gorgeous out right now.
I have not today, no.
Spectacular summer day here in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I hope you're having a good one out there. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Brett, I'm a little bit sad right now. A little bit sad because something happened today, and I didn't even realize it until it did happen.
Smoke in New York City?
The back hair is returning after the accident. It's like a migration, like a glacier coming down from the Arctic. No, it's not smoke. It's not back hair. It's nothing like that. I drove my daughter, my youngest child, to school, who now has a driver's license. Thank you, Glencoe. And I realized next year, two of my kids are at college, so she'll be the only one at home. She'll have a car. This is my last day driving a child to school. And it kind of hit me. And I cannot believe how more emotional I got with that.
You've been doing it for a number of years. I mean, that probably does sneak up on you, like all of a sudden, wait, I'm not going to be driving them anymore.
What happened to me? Why? Because of my career choice, which, you know, suckers, I have had the ability to basically drop my kids off at the bus when they were little and drive them when need be. I mean, when they started driving themselves, they could take care of getting themselves around. For a while there, it was a godsend, especially when I had the three kids and we were running in five different directions with soccer and baseball and band practices and, you know, events and stuff like that. Oh, God, it was crazy. So it was a real godsend. But now it's all of a sudden, it's like we're down to the last kid. And you're like, hey, I'm not going to have my private time with my kid. And, okay, I'll be over here quietly aging like a mighty oak.
Couldn't you in the middle of the night cause car trouble? So, oh no, all of a sudden your car doesn't work. I guess I got to give you a ride to school today.
Okay. I have zero doubt there'll be some days I'll have to give a child a ride to school because, you know, car maintenance, something like that. Something's going on. I'm not about to sabotage my own car just to basically, remember, it is my car still. I mean, they're driving it, but if I go, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hit my car. Wait, what? All right. So, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to induce self-pain. Still going to be sad. Speaking of inducing self-pain, do you know much about Representative Pam Altendorf?
I can't say I do, no.
Pull her up really quick and find out what district she's in. Pam Altendorf, Altendorf. So it's the morning. I did drop my child off. I was going through my existential crisis. I go to the Y to do, because I got weight training day. I had to do weight training because I'm recovering still. And all of a sudden, my phone buzzes. And I'm like, okay. It's interesting. I mean, I get trolls that inhabit my universe. And they come to my page and they make an insult. And I basically have a very good insult that I throw back at them. One of them, enjoyed kind of doing that today. It's interesting that in the last 3 years, there has been a new type of internet troll that has emerged, and that is the elected politician internet troll, which to a point, I don't quite know what to do with. Like with Walter Hudson, I just muted him. I mean, the guy was clearly just looking for my attention. And you know what? No. You know, I'm going to save you from yourself because you shouldn't be, if you're an elected official, you shouldn't be an internet troll. Pam Altendorf, do you have her? You got the information on her? What district is
it? Yeah, she is in number 20A, which is basically the southeast portion of the state. Very southeast.
Very southeastern. Very southeastern.
Yeah, so, right on the Wisconsin, almost to the Iowa border, it looks
almost
like.
Almost down there. So we're down, it's not Red Wing, but it's going to be south of there, like Winona, you know, La Crescent.
Yeah, Red
down.
Wing's in there. Yep.
Red Wing is in her district.
Yep.
All right. So she's down that way. I mean, it's kind of like St. Michael Albertville and Hudson. I mean, it's like, okay, this is, you know, you do understand your district is, the dynamics are changing. You going far extremo right is not going to be helpful. So I'm at the Y and I'm working out and I'm lifting and all of a sudden, buzz on the old Twitter machine. Hey, it's Representative Pam Altendorf. Blue check mark, which means you're a right winger on Twitter. That's what it means now. I mean, seriously, does anyone else have it? But, you know, right-wing guys saying, this is honesty. Okay, sure. And, you know, I will say this. Nothing I find funnier than a person with 990 followers getting a blue check mark. That's money well spent. So I've been, if you haven't heard, the last 2 days, I have talked quite a bit about this story where the Minneapolis DFL chair said a fairly inappropriate comment about Reagan, at least in my opinion. And my thing is, I think I said this both on Monday and yesterday. I'm not the kind of guy that likes to dance on people's graves. Sure, Hitler, Stalin, kind of the worst of the worst. Yes, absolutely. But I just, you know, a president I didn't like. No, not even really. And even to a point, I mean, Nixon was horrible and a bad guy, and he had things. But when he died, I just said, you know, it's he still was a guy. And I just as me. And I mean, this is just my Christian side. And once again, you do or don't do whatever it is you do or don't want to do. I don't find a great pleasure in dancing on people's graves. I just don't. And I called her out on this. I called out the chair, Lee, over there, and I said I wouldn't do this. And of course, the reason why I brought this up was because for some reason, the Star Tribune decided to carry the Republican Party of Minnesota's water on this story. And even after the last 5 months of really atrocious things said by Republicans in the state of Minnesota, all of a sudden now the Star Tribune was going to talk about morality. And they brought in David Hahn, the head of the Republican Party of Minnesota, who, oh, oh, Your standard Republican response nowadays. Which, by the way, that's Nathan Lane from the Birdcage. There you go. If you're wondering where that impression goes, that's what it is. Grab the pearls. I'm on the couch. So I point out the fact that, okay, yes, I don't necessarily like to dance on people's graves, but as well, the Republican Party is upset about this. This Republican Party. The group of arsonists who basically are upset someone else has a match. Oh, okay. That group of people. The call is coming from within inside your own house. That group of people. You guys are upset about rough language all of a sudden. Indeed, you're calling for civility and decency. You! 9 out of 10 horrible, uncivil, undecent things that are said via social media today come from Republicans. And occasionally, yes, the DFL does say something that's bad, and I criticized it, which I did do. But don't act like all of a sudden we were just minding our own business. And I said this yesterday. The Minnesota GOP is a 10-year-old child who basically constantly hits his little brother. And then one day his brother leans back and plants one on him, right? And what does the 10-year-old do? Mom, I was minding my own business, and without provocation, he punched me. Whatever happened to civility and decency? I'm a victim. And that's the case. Republicans, it was not the nicest thing to say, but you guys are a bunch of freaking hypocrites, and you guys like to scream we're a victim. Now, I've caught you up. Once again, lifting at the Y this morning, ding goes Twitter, Representative Pam Altendorf. Imagine being Matt McNeil. All right, let's do that for a quick second. Yeah, I think I'll have some Cheez-Its. Was that a Blue Jay? What Rush album do I want to listen to tonight? I sure love Doctor Who. Hey, I mean, you're getting the whole gist, right? Like, okay, I mean, this is it. God, you know what would be good right now? Steak, man. Steak would be delicious. There you go. You want to know what it's like being Matt McNeil? There you go. Cupcakes are tasty. You know, that's it. There you go. That's all. You're really good. Call you Patrick. Brett, am I lying? You've been around me. That's pretty much me, right?
I would agree.
All right. Imagine being Matt McNeil. There you go. Done. Anyway, she goes on here. Imagine being Matt McNeil and the deliberation needed to, one, simply acknowledge the wrong, and show a shred of having a moral compass and dignity, or, number two, double down on leading the way to more division and being depraved society. Says a lot. Matt fully embracing number two. I know what number two is there, Pam. And, well, never mind. I won't go down that route. First of all, you have to purposely... Now, what she's upset about is she's basically implying the fact that she's saying I haven't criticized the dancing on Reagan's grave, which I have. For 2 days now, 3 days, I have done so. I've done it online as well. Once again, your standard Republican fact check, let's not do it. She basically has not checked to see if I have been critical, which I have. What she's really trying to say is me factually calling out the Republicans, factually doing so, because you basically are, horrible people. You are. You're hypocrites. And then you claim to be victims. That's me sometimes. I'm going down the dark path. I basically said, I've responded by saying this. I've criticized the Minneapolis DFL for their comments because I disagree with dancing on people's graves. Speaking of which, when did you condemn the Republicans dancing on RBG's grave? I don't remember you doing that. It doesn't seem like you've done that. As a matter of fact, I looked at your timeline. I couldn't find it. My point, the GOP is far more uncivil, but they sure scream victim. Henceforth, you proved my point. It's just there. Which got me a response from Cuddles. Pam Susie unified here. You're going to love this. You're going to love this. Okay, I want you to listen. I want everyone to stop and just listen to this one-sentence tweet from her and just bask in the insane amount of hypocrisy. Leaders in society have an obligation to bring people together and not divide. You've clearly shown your true colors. I'm for unity, but not you, Matt McNeil. Oh, you're just a precious little buttercup, aren't you? Oh, God. Leaders in society have an obligation to bring people together and not divide. You've clearly shown your true colors. Oh, my God. That is just, oh, God, I could, that's just, could we bottle that? Is there some way we could bottle that and have that for all of us to enjoy? I'm for unity, but not you, Matt. Bam, here's the deal. I understand you're the drunk in the bar that thinks you can hit the major league pitcher who happens to be sitting next to you and says, get in the batting cage, I'll show you who's a good player. And you basically, you know, I do this for a living. I do this for a living. As a matter of fact, my comments back to you were done with one finger as I was working out because that's all I can type on my phone as I could do it. That's what you gave me time to come up with responses on a full keyboard and a few minutes to think about it. You deserved what came next. I'll read those tweets to you here when I do come on back. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hey, it's Patrick. While you and your family are ready for summer, make sure your home is ready for summer too. There are going to be a lot of people over at your house for those barbecues and graduation parties in June, so make sure to check in with my friends at Zero Res to make sure your floors are in tip-top shape. And now that summer is finally here, it's time to take advantage of Zero Res's best deal of the year. Carpets, tile, rugs, upholstery, basically every surface in your home can be Zero Resified, so it's time to call my cleaning heroes at Zero Res. It's also the perfect time of year to get your air ducts and your dryer vent clean too. You've waited and now you save. Book now and take advantage of the summer sale and get 20% off all services. Schedule your appointment by calling 952-ZERO-RES or going to ZeroResMinnesota.com and asking for the AM 950 special. Backward or forward spells the same. Zero Res.
Hello, AM 950 listener. I know you. You take the news seriously. When you read the headlines these days, it makes you want to hang your head down and cry. Well, to hell with that. What you need is a laugh from the left. So, do yourself a favor. Listen to Facepalm America with host Beowulf Rocklin every Sunday night at 9.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak.
And I'm Adam Ostrowski.
We are here at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces to talk about the joy of live fire cooking. Cooking over a live fire is the oldest and most basic form of cooking.
What's new is in the way fire is handled and its heat is managed.
It's easier to experience and enjoy the smell and taste of food cooked over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces sells and installs live fire grills, fire pits, and ovens. Let us help you experience the smell, the taste, the fun of cooking with fire.
Pizza was first made and is still best made in an open fire oven. The radiant and conductive heat of a live fire is unmatched for wood roasting and baking artisan breads too.
Come see the many ways you can cook over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood and gas units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. More information at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that works for you. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
Do you really wanna, do you really wanna taste that?
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, the Matt McNeil Show. So, Pam, comes at me, completely ignores the fact that I did criticize the Minneapolis DFL, just really gets upset because I called out fairly the GOP of Minnesota's hypocrisy and victim, you know, how they've always victims, and comes up with this stellar line: leaders in a society have an obligation to bring people together and not divide. You've clearly shown your true colors. You can't even make it up. Anywho, so I decided, okay, fine. I was beating you down with one finger at a gym while I was in between reps. Let me go home to my computer, sit down, and take some time and really put some thought into this. And so I went to Pam's timeline. Once again, a woman who is claiming that you need to bring people together and not divide. Dude, you do not want to go onto the cesspool of hate that is her Twitter feed. Holy God. It's incredibly uncivil, mean-spirited, full of hate and devices. And if you say leaders in a society have an obligation to bring people together and not divide, that sure as heck is not you. Your hate seethes off your timeline. That was one of my responsible tweets back to her. I also pointed out this. If Pam Altendorf is the unifier she insists she is, then when is she going to condemn the attacks on the LGBTQIA plus community and the trans community? The right sure is attacking them. Okay, Pam, start unifying. And I linked in Outfront Minnesota as well as Representative Lee Finn Key and the Minnesota DFL. Actually, the Minnesota DFL I misspelled. But that's on me because I never said I was perfect, dude. I never did. You came to my page. So you get to eat this little sandwich there. So, you know, I'll get you seconds. And, well, how about some thirds? Then came this. And here is the real thing, if I can. This is the real point. Pam, you've been elected to serve all your constituents, not just the Republican ones. If you want to be an internet troll, quit and become an internet troll. Your district will be a lot better for it, and you'll make new friends in Albania, Belarus, and Russia. There you go. Off you go. Bon voyage. But if I can. And not because Pam needs help on this, but because the reality is this. I really don't want us to get to a point where we only have one major political party. I really don't. But the Republican Party is doing everything in their party apart to basically whittle themselves to nothing. And the reason that they are basically becoming more and more irrelevant is people like Pam Altendorf, who are not really concerned about her district or her constituents. The only thing she's trying to do is score points with the 50 or so internet losers that follow her and constantly say, great zinger, Pam. Oh, you got him, Pam. Oh, I love you, Pam. You are so right, Pam. And that's the only people that really she cares about. And it goes for any of these clowns. Hudson, Lucero, Drazkowski, you know, ZZ Flop up there. They all have the same problem. They're only concerned about this tight-knit little group of internet trolls that basically follows them and wants to basically hero worship them. And what they don't realize is that's how you basically don't win statewide, is because you're only concerned with this lunatic extremist fringe that doesn't really care about winning, doesn't really care about anything, just wants their narrative validated. And Pam is just the latest. You came to my page. What the hell are you doing? You're an elected representative. I'm a trained chimp at a radio station in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I'm not even in your freaking district. What are you doing? You deserve the smackdown I gave you, you idiot. You idiot. Pam, you deserve the beatdown that you got from me. But the reality is, what are you doing? If you really want just to be an internet troll, then for God's sakes, the people of Red Wing deserve better than you. Absolutely. They deserve someone that's actually going to care about them, and not just the Republican voters, and not just this little bubble of Republican hate trolls that exist with them online, where they look for freaking validation. You want to know why the Republicans are not in power and just got their asses handed to them by the DFL? It's because of Republican candidates like you. Grow the F up. Seriously, grow up. This is not what legitimate politicians do. There are a lot, I'm not talking about the DFL. There are a lot of Republicans I never hear from. And you know why? Because they're elected officials, and I'm kind of beneath their pay grade, okay? I'm not really on their horizon. And they understand my job is here to comment and talk about society. Them trying to get into an internet troll fight with me is stupid. Not because I'm pretty good at beating people back down like you, Pam, because you're worthless. But because you're an elected official and the people of your district deserve better than what you are giving them. Republican Party in Minnesota, David Hahn, as much as you want to get mad and act like we're victims with this whole thing, you better do some freaking soul searching and figure out how the hell you rein in this clown car brigade that you call your elected officials. People far more concerned about scoring points with some internet troll than they are about legislating and caring for the people of their district. Because until you do, it's going to be a long time before you guys win statewide again. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Take a break. Come on back. Jeff Stein, when I do return, it's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
John, I heard you're turning 65 this year. Time to start comparing your Medicare insurance options.
I'm so overwhelmed with all the different Medicare companies and plan designs. I don't even know where to begin.
Really? I worked with CompareYourMedicare.com, and they made my Medicare decisions seem easy.
Really? What do they do?
CompareYourMedicare.com represents several of the top Medicare insurance companies in Minnesota. A local licensed agent will help you compare Medicare plans to determine which products best meet your needs and budget.
Hi, this is Jared with CompareYourMedicare.com. We're a local small business that prides itself in helping our community with their Medicare needs. Medicare is complex, but it doesn't have to be. Whether you're planning to retire early or work past Medicare eligibility at age 65, give us a call. We can guide you through how and when to apply for Medicare. Go to CompareYourMedicare.com or call 952-465-0074 to schedule a consultation. CompareYourMedicare.com is part of the Minnesota Health Insurance Network of Agents.
Hi, I'm Kelly Tankey.
And I'm Joe Kirk.
Tune in to AM 950's newest show, Searching for Service, a show designed to help current and future Rotarians find purpose through service.
We are dedicated to sharing stories, experiences, and opportunities for those searching for purpose, value, and meaning.
But more importantly, connection through community. Tune in Sundays at 3 p.m. or anytime via podcasts.
It's time to stop searching and start serving.
Hi, this is Chad from AM 950. Snap Construction is arguably the most well-reviewed roofing, siding, window, and insulation contractor in the metro. Ryan is so excited about working with AM 950 and our listeners that he wants to help us grow.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. I was friends with Chad long before I started marketing with him. I was a bit skeptical of radio advertising before Chad convinced us to run ads. The advertising's been so successful, we want to help the station grow. We've absolutely loved working with the listeners of AM 950, and we all know how extremely important this radio station is to the community. To help AM 950 grow, Snap Construction will be putting up proceeds to assist the station in marketing on social media. Snap Construction encourages you to follow, engage, share, and interact on the AM 950 social media platforms. Together, we can all work to ensure AM 950 continues to thrive and grow in our communities. We stand by our work with a lifetime craftsmanship guarantee. For a free estimate or more information on our financing, call 612-333-SNAP or check us out online.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for partly cloudy skies today with a high near 79. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 60. And Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 78.
Warner Stallion has grill savings you can't find at big box warehouses. Score the lowest prices of the year on gas grills, pellet smokers, and griddles. Plus, get 3 boxes of no-name meats and seafood. Then our pros assemble and deliver for free. Only from Warner Stallion.
Jeff Stein's our national presidential expert. He's a noted author. You can find his books over at Next Chapter Books in St. Paul, as well as totallyiowa.com. The Iowa Politics Report and the Iowa Business Report come to us from KXEL in Cedar Falls, Waterloo, where Jeff Stein is the king of his castle. Hi, Jeff.
And I don't have a big enough darn moat. That's the problem.
Moats are an underrated thing, man. They are. They're nice. You get a little, you can get some fish in there, for goodness sakes.
Or alligators, for crying out loud.
Well, yeah, Iowa, Minnesota, not so good there, but maybe some gars. Maybe the garfish. Ah.
Now, I was very concerned,
yes,
because I always log in a few minutes before I come on so I can just make sure it works. And you're very upset.
Well,
and this is the thing, though. What was great was you were very upset. You looked like an angry man. I'm not saying it's not justified. I'm just worried about your health. And then you go to the commercial break, and the whole time you've got this scowl on, and you're talking to an unseen person. I have no idea if you're talking to yourself or you're talking to Brett or Patrick or whoever is unlucky enough to be with you today. And then this music came on. And it all melted away. Happy Matt came back.
Oh,
so if I'm able to bring you back, my life is complete.
Well, you see, it's not so much upset. I'm just confused. Why? Why is an elected official trying to be an internet troll to me? Why? Why are you doing this? I mean,
well, you must have pushed a button, right? I don't know the topic. But, you know, you have a way with words, and sometimes they're rather sharp.
A nugget comes down the chute, and they start to salivate. That's really what it is. I mean, that's what we're looking at here.
Sure. We'll go with that. No, it's there is no good to come from any argument on social media. There just isn't.
No, there isn't. There is. I mean, I learned this about 8-9 years ago, and I just said, okay, block, and it's been like the smartest decision ever made. But let me ask you this, because I imagine this is the same problem down in Iowa. The biggest problem for Republicans right now, that at least up in Minnesota here, I mean, maybe not Iowa because you guys got a lot of red down there, but in Minnesota, you can't win statewide race because you have too many of these Republican politicians who have been elected to office who their only concern seems to be the 50 or so internet trolls that validate them on a daily basis. And that is not something that resonates with the rest of everyone else. I mean, it's this far right extremist, and they basically keep acting like that this is something good that they're doing. And they're just, what are you doing? I mean, I can't believe people like, you know, Walter Mondale or anything like that ever said, you know what, I'm going to start writing a smack back letter. I don't remember. I don't ever think that ever was something that was possible. But now it's all of a sudden.
You mean when we had statesmen?
Yes. Or at least, you know, I mean, back, you know, sure, there were some times, you know, it was a guy that got clubbed in the house back way back when in the 1800s. But I mean, at the same time, the reality is it is amazing to me what the internet has done, because if you want to get into the extremists, you can immerse yourself in there, and you just don't even see the damage that you're doing to your political party, because all you're doing is constantly in this realm of right-wing extremism. And I think that's the problem that these guys are having.
Well, first of all, you know the guy who got beaten with a cane in the U.S. House?
No, who was it?
An Iowan. Josiah Grinnell. As in,
oh, Grinnell
College.
Yes.
The guy who founded all that, he was the one whipped with a rattan cane by a lawmaker from, I think it was Kentucky, if I'm not mistaken.
Just, is that why the Grinnell College mascot is the Lumpies? Never mind. I'm sorry. sorry.
They're the pioneers. Does that help? I don't think so. But in any event, this is the thing to understand that all of us need to understand about social media. And left, right, I don't care. It is such a small percentage of people who are really transfixed by it. And so when you then, if you're an elected official and you get involved in a Twitter war with someone, how is that helpful? It takes your eye off the ball. It again, you're appealing to the wrong audience. Here was an example. And if I told this on the program previously, I apologize. Ron DeSantis decided he would announce he was going to run for president on Twitter Spaces,
yes,
whatever that is. And it was a disaster in terms of connectivity, because the people at Twitter later said, Oh, yeah, we didn't test it first. We just thought we'd try it because that makes a lot of sense. So at the same time, Tim Scott was in Northwest Iowa. It's a very red area. And there was a national reporter, newspaper reporter, I believe, who was interviewing people at the Scott event saying, well, now that DeSantis has had this stumble on Twitter, will that affect your vote? And they all looked at him like he had grown two heads and said, we don't care about Twitter. We care about what happens in our daily lives. Who cares what he did on Twitter? When he shows up at, you know, at a pizza ranch or a Casey's and talks to us, then we'll worry about it. We don't care. So we get so into this insularity and we miss what's going on in the rest of the country. And I mean, the whole Midwest is far better off at gauging public opinion than either coast.
Well, I would agree with that. And I think that it's because, you know, I'll say this, with all due respect to Iowa, you know, areas where there is a more, diverse ethnic makeup within the society. So I think Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Des Moines area. Maybe not Iowa as a whole, but, you know, when you get into these communities where there is a fairly diverse ethnic makeup, I think that the you can't get a better gauge than Midwestern cities, because I think it's because of that. It's kind of almost an absolute.
Well, and that's why and not to get into it, all of it, because we know why Iowa is not first in the nation for presidential caucuses. It's because Joe Biden didn't do well here, and he was rewarding South Carolina. That's a big part of it.
And Michigan, too.
Well, yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. It has nothing to do with whether the people in the state actually suss things out pretty well. But what it meant was, and this was the broader point that I almost lost, nobody in the central or mountain time zones is involved in the early selection process. How do you do that? How do you take 50% of the country, landmass wise, and just say, oh, no, we're going to have other people decide first? Fine. You go do it. At least it's in the central time zone.
Yeah, landmass though isn't people. And to a point, I get it. But at the same time, I agree. I think the Midwest is there. But also, let's remind everyone how badly the Democrats in Iowa were. And I mean, they kind of set that up for them because of how poorly they made.
Documents are there that he stole.
That was the Tom Perez thing, as we've talked before. The biggest problem for Iowa Democrats was just bending over for national Democrats on what they wanted to have done. And they fell right into Tom Perez's trap with regard to the caucuses. And they still keep trying to make amends to the national party like they're going to be invited back to the table again. And what they need to do is do what they did in the 80s and 90s and grow a spine and tell the Democrats on the national level, we dare you not to seat our delegates. But they don't have that spine, and that's why they hold only one statewide office and almost didn't get to keep that one.
Well, and the Democrats in other states, in Wisconsin, they didn't even run in two U.S. House races. I mean, it's like, what are you doing? There is a mismanagement that's going on there. So I want to get into, we are now all of a sudden seeing Burgum out of North Dakota. You've got Chris Christie now. You've got, you know, the great white dope that is Mike Pence. You have all of them now announcing. I think we can all see that. I think there's a lot of people now that are starting to say, is Donald Trump going to be on the ballot in 2024? Because it seems like, especially after the audio of that document, which they can't find, by the way, came to light. There are a lot of people are like, there's a decent chance he might not be even available to run for office. I think, am I crazy there? That's what's going on here. Is there are a lot of people there that are just anticipating that Trump really might not be there in 2024.
You're amazingly prescient, because the commentary I recorded for tomorrow is on this topic. So I'll share it with you now. We're to the point where the mirror plays a role. In other words, there are a lot of these governors, for example, looking in the mirror going, well, for crying out loud, if Christie's running, I sure can run. You know, and you get some of these other people, and this is why you get a field of 20 people, because they say, well, I'm as good as so-and-so, so why can't I run? A lot of these, and it's many more running now, Matt, than I would have predicted. Mm-hmm. Had you said how many will run, I would have said six max.
Yeah, now, exactly. Yeah.
As of today, 12. There are 12 declared candidates. Burgum is in town tomorrow, and I'm going to talk to him. That means I will have talked to 7 of the 12 in the last few weeks. So it shows you how desperate they are. They're sniffing around here. But the point is that some of them run because they're laying the groundwork for 2028. Mm-hmm. Some of them are running to be the vice president to Trump in the hopes that then they'll be the anointed successor.
He won't hang me. Sorry, never mind. Go ahead.
I didn't say it was a smart plan, okay? And then you've got others who are just trying to burnish their business credentials. I mean, you interview Larry Elder, which I have not done, but I've heard him, and he's talking about the bank that he co-founded, you know, not to mention the vitamin supplements or whatever. And hey, brother, do whatever you want to do. That's great. The thing that is interesting is a lot of them are positioning themselves for what if. What if Trump does get indicted? What if he's a convicted felon and can't vote for himself? What if all of these things?
Well, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. If it's sedition, aren't there some charges which negate him from running for office?
Yes, but you'd have to get to sedition. And that's why there were so many people pushing the January 6th narrative, mm-hmm. right? Because that could trigger it. You know, sticking documents in a box and moving them around Mar-a-Lago like, you know, the peas in a shell game, you know, that's not sedition.
Well, unless they have proof, and we don't know what he's got, the special counsel's got, but unless they've got some pretty strong evidence that some of those documents ended up in the hands of foreign countries, then all of a sudden we're looking at a very different story there.
A different issue. Yes. Different issue. But, for example, what is Chris Christie doing running for president?
I have no damn idea. It's okay, let's do this really quick. Can you name all 12 of them off the top of your head? I mean, Trump, obviously,
yeah,
right?
But I just did this, so it's really not fair. It's Trump, DeSantis.
Okay. Johnson, if you don't mind.
No, do whatever you want.
Trump, obviously, he's the shoe-in. If he's running, I think he's the shoe-in. DeSantis. Yeah. I think he's number two, and I really do. I think that if it's not Trump, it's going to be DeSantis. Johnson, what's Johnson?
Perry Johnson, is your neighbor there in Michigan, who couldn't get enough signatures to be on the ballot for governor, but he has money, and he's spending it, and it's a vanity play for his 2-cent proposal.
No.
Right? Cut 2 cents from...
No, he's not.
So there's three.
I mean, they all come in with their plans, and you're like, no, you don't have to go into the plan. We're not going to elect you. Okay, who's number four?
We're just going to go randomly. Ryan Binkley, who is a pastor from Texas, who's been involved in investments and has more money than God, it sounds like. And so he is running on the slogan Believe.
Okay, I'm going to put a maybe on him, all right, because he does punch a lot of, you know, it would be easy to push him aside, but then I've learned my lesson from 2016. So let's put a maybe there.
He's got the pipeline, right?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so there's four.
Yeah.
Pence.
No. it's like, I'm sorry, because this is the ugly truth about Mike Pence is that there seems to be a large portion of the Republican Party that wishes he was hung. And that is, I mean, that is, no, they're not building gallows outside of rallies, but at the same time, God, dear Lord, they're not building gallows outside of rallies, but at the same time, they're so angry that Pence didn't play along with the attempt to overthrow the election in 2020.
Go further back than that. There were a lot of people who didn't want Pence on the Trump ticket because of actions he took that were not sufficiently pro-life in the state of Indiana when he was governor.
Yeah.
Now, here's the problem with Pence. Pence has quail disease in that when you are the vice president and a heartbeat away, I just coined that. You
can nicely. That's well done. I like this. I know where this is going.
when you're a heartbeat away and it's the next cycle, you figure, I was really close to being president. I was down the hall. I was one phone call away. Why can't I run in my own right? Now, Trump, in interviews this week, and he's asked about Pence, he's not taking the bait. He said, we had a wonderful relationship until the very end. We disagreed on one thing.
I wanted to kill him, and he apparently was against that. And so,
I welcome him to the race. Because for Trump, he bashes DeSantis. Watch this carefully, though, Matt. He bashes DeSantis. Trump does. He will not say a nasty word about anybody else. Because the more Republicans are in the race, the less chance DeSantis has of marshaling support. It's really crafty. Okay, so we've covered Trump, DeSantis, Perry Johnson, Ryan Binkley, Mike Pence, Vivek Ramaswamy.
No. He's coming in with, I've seen some of his ideas, he's coming in with kind of old school economic ideas from like Reagan 80s, but it's not going to fly this time around, so no for him.
He is really bright. Now, you may not agree with it, but I mean, he's a very sharp fellow. He's smart enough to come to Iowa and say, I believe in free markets, so no ethanol subsidies. Well, everybody is like, okay.
Secretary of the Treasury, I could see that easy. You know, with something like that. Yeah, if he got the opportunity.
So why is he running? Now you see how this goes.
Exactly.
Okay.
Tim Scott, no.
Tim Scott has undergone some sort of transformation to think that now he has to sound like a Baptist preacher when he's out there. And yes, we have evangelicals in Iowa that help control the caucuses in terms of numbers, but this is not the Tim Scott. I don't know. This is a Red Bull edition of Tim Scott.
Nikki Haley, no.
Nikki Haley, I think she's running for vice president because she won't say anything bad about Donald Trump. Okay, so then you've got
Christy, no. Okay. Yes, you and I both agree on that. And Borgum, we mentioned those two. Neither one of them's got a chance.
Well, Borgum is one of those who's just saying, hey, you know, I'm a governor of a successful state. Why not me? And I have a whole bunch of money to spend on my own campaign to be noticed. So that's, that ain't a bad thing. The thing about Christie, he is saying, I am the only one who can take Donald Trump on. Well, he's obviously thinking if he is the one that puts a dent in the Trump armor, if he's the one that actually does, if you will, take Trump down, then people are going to look to him and say, ah, you took Trump down. You're our guy. But nobody wanted him before. The only thing he's in the race for, I think he even believes he can't win. But if he takes Trump down, then he's going to be Ron DeSantis's best friend.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the one we have not named is Asa Hutchinson. We have not named, although just in passing, Larry Elder. Asa Hutchinson flat out said, I've got the best resume of anybody in the field because I was a member of Congress. I worked in a White House and I've been a governor. Well, last I knew, this was not like going to Indeed.com and comparing, resumes.
Donald Trump had the onion blossom over at Hooters. So, I mean, that gets him in, you know, it's what you want to gauge it as, you know?
Well, sure. And the thing is, ever since Jimmy Carter, every governor has rehearsed taking the presidential oath of office. Ever since Ross Perot, even, every rich businessman thinks, you know, I got enough money. I'm going to spend my way to it. And it didn't work till Trump, which was, again, a unique phenomenon. But you get people like potentially Ramaswamy and Johnson and Burgum, because, again, yes, he's a governor, but he financed, you know, pretty much the way to get in there. They all think they can do it. That's why they're all in.
We got to take a break here, but when we come on back here, I'll explain why Woodrow Wilson, as a college president, really no other college president wants that job. That should tell you everything right there. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. You hear a lot about Rudy Luther Toyota's hybrid cars, but maybe you're asking yourself, are they worth it? Let me say from experience, absolutely. I have a Toyota Sienna hybrid, and the proof is in the gas tank. Before my hybrid, I was filling up my tank once a week. Now it's consistently every 2 weeks. I did the math, and my hybrid is saving me over $1,000 every year. And the Toyota hybrids are some of the most stylish and comfortable vehicles you'll ever drive. Now's the time to get a Toyota hybrid. Set up a time to test drive one today at Rudy Luther Toyota, the southeast corner of 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Check out the award-winning Hazel's Northeast in Minneapolis on the corner of 29th and Johnson for a delicious meal any time of the day. Breakfast favorites include Jean's Mean Fried Egg Sandwich and the Drunken Banana French Toast. While for dinner, try selections like the fabulous Swedish Meatballs or Wild Rice Gumbo. Hazel's Northeast is located on the corner of 29th Avenue and Johnson Street, just a few minutes away from 35W. View Hazel's menu, make a reservation, or place a takeout order at hazelsnetogo.com.
Hey, it's Tom. Fossil fuels continue to have negative impacts on our environment. Luckily, there are more ways now than ever to use renewable energy in your home or business. All Energy Solar offers smart energy solutions like custom solar paneling, electric vehicle chargers, and energy storage. Solar panel systems can last for decades, meaning you can help the environment and cut back on electric bills for years to come. There are incentives and rebates available to most people who install solar energy, too. Last year, the federal solar tax credit increased to a 30% tax credit. This incentive can be used in combination with other incentives from your utility, county, or city. But don't delay or miss out, as many of these incentives are limited to only a certain number of people. So have a professional from All Energy Solar help you discover how solar can power up your property while saving on your energy costs. Call 800-620-3370 or visit allenergysolar.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. Jeff Stein joining us for his usual Wednesday visit here. I will say this, Asa Hutchinson, I would, if I was, of all the candidates you mentioned there, the one that I think has the most potential to pull away moderate Democrats from the Democratic candidate, it'd be Asa Hutchinson. I don't think anyone else in that field will really resonate with moderate Democrats, but Asa Hutchinson, I think, might.
Yeah, and that's the problem. He might be more electable, but less likely to be nominated. I think back to 1984 with John Glenn. He had the best chance to win in a general election, but he couldn't get the nomination. By the way, Dwight Eisenhower, what was his job before he became president?
Well, he was military.
But he was president of Columbia College.
Oh, that's right. He was Columbia. He went to Columbia after the after World War II.
Yeah, the big one, WW2. Yeah. That was probably the last college president who ever really thought about it, because we now pay college presidents so much that, that's a pretty sweet gig. Wouldn't want to get that up.
Well, it was Woodrow Wilson was Princeton, as we checked during the break there. He was Princeton. Yeah, yeah, they used to do that, but no, yeah, there's a lot of people that don't want anything to do with it. And, I mean, I don't want anything to do with it, for God's sakes, no. I mean, it's you know, the Machiavellian nature of your standard presidential candidate is pretty outrageous. It really is.
Well, here's the thing. You have to have a huge ego to run for president to believe you can do the job. It's sort of like being a radio host.
Yeah, well, you get apparently you get humbled here pretty often here, Mr.
I'm just saying, as one, I can say that. But if you think about it, don't you want somebody with confidence as president? Are you going to vote for somebody who says, I don't really know if I'm up to the task?
Well, no, you want someone
with confidence.
You want someone that's going to walk in the door and act like they're in charge there. So,
absolutely.
I mean, it really is. I mean, as we just broke it down, I mean, I joke a little bit here, but the reality is, if it's not Trump, I have a hard time believing it's not going to be DeSantis.
Well, the problem is, if you're anti-Trump, you're not going to DeSantis, because he keeps saying, I'm going to be Trump, and then I'm going to pardon Trump when I get into office. I'm going to pardon J6 people. I'm going to out-Trump Trump. Where's the party go? There's not enough to create 50%.
Well, and you're also going to that will kill you with independents. It will kill you with moderate Democrats too. So it's not a selling point. Like I said, I mean, this is the problem. But I mean, let's go back to what we first said, as we got to wrap it up here. But the reality is they've just gotten too much in bed with internet trolls. They've got to get away from the 4chan and these conspiracy theories and a QAnon, and just get back to normal being politicians.
Tucker Carlson got 20 million views for a 10-minute Twitter video last night.
Yeah. How many of those were in Russia? Wow. That's cold. Well, you can listen to this again, by the way, this weekend. I will post the Iowa Politics Report. That's coming up a little after the show. Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk to you next week. Hour 2 up next.
Yeah. This is Elizabeth, the host of Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth. Each week, our show explores higher consciousness and pathways to freedom with heart-centered thought leaders. We shine a light on your brilliance, what you pay attention to, and how that has supported your process of becoming free from the heavier issues that affect you. There are many pathways to sovereignty. Join us each week as we explore your sovereignty and consider what's your pathway to becoming free. That's Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth, Sundays at 11 a.m. or anytime on your favorite podcast app. I'm Elizabeth Sullivan.
And I'm Kelly Wagner.
Energize yourself with AM 950's new programming block, Sunday Shine Radio, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Sunday Shine Radio radiates wellness, consciousness, and curiosity. Join us for Green Tea Conversations at 10,
Exploring Sovereignty with Elizabeth at 11 a.m.,
and the Being Curious Show at noon. Our lineup focuses on igniting your own self-discovery and personal.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Alexis.